WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning. 7:34. It's Brackets Hunter.
Hey, man.
We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get this conversation going. What's the dumbest thing you've made someone do?
I just thought of one.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, or you can comment on Facebook. Mine goes back way back to high school. Now, I grew up on a farm. I was a farm kid. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends, city friends, enjoyed coming out to the farm because the farm, you could ride dirt bikes and four-wheelers, shoot guns, and we always had a good time out there. Now, if you've ever been on a farm, sometimes there's a thing called an electric fence. City boys don't know nothing about no electric fences.
Somebody had to take a pee, didn't they?
I got my buddy Steve to pee on an electric fence, and this was a fence that had a bull inside of it. So this thing was hot.
It was like the Jurassic Park fence.
Hot. Yeah, exactly.
And that red light started beeping. Bam, bam,
now,
bam.
Two, here's the best part about electric fence. Best and worst part is its pulses. Mm-hmm.
So you can let go.
So you can let go. So you're not just sitting there going. That's so they do pulses. So they can be very deceiving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're varying in pulses. Sometimes it's not that fast,
yeah.
You know? So I got my buddy Steve to pee on an electric fence that was turned up very high. I've never heard a man scream so loud. He thought his wiener was on fire. He thought it was going to fall off. It was the greatest thing ever. Because if you know, too, water, which urine is pretty much made out of.
Very conductive.
It's very conductive. And, yeah, it was great. We laughed and laughed and laughed.
Somebody cooking hot dogs? Smells like hot dogs.
Up, split open. That one's done.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Oh, great stuff. If you ever get anyone to pee on an electric fence, do it. Please, for the love of God,
electric fences suck. They definitely do. I've touched one time.
And Steve, if you're listening, man, it's still funny, buddy. It's still funny. I can still hear him. It's like a yelp, like a dog, like a dog getting its tail stepped on.
We tried to go cow tipping one time, and I tried to get over that electric fence. Didn't work too well. You know, you can't tip a cow over, guys.
No, by the way, that's false. That's false. You cannot tip a cow over.
That thing was like Khalil Mack.
Yep. Not going to get it.
Couldn't move it.
All right. Do you got a story? You want to save yours?
Or? I do. You want to save it or you want to go for it?
Why don't you go for it?
Go for it?
Go for it.
I don't know why I thought of this because it's so random. So I kept my football helmet from high school. God, I hope my coach isn't listening. I still don't have my diploma because of it. So I still have my helmet, which is a really nice Rydell helmet.
Yeah.
It really is. So we're out. Wait.
Do you put that helmet on late at night and go, I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I could have went all the way.
I can throw a football over those mountains.
Just sit there naked in a chair with a mirror in front of you while you're wearing your helmet.
Taking selfies.
Look at me.
I could have been it.
I was the best.
I could have been into the Super Bowl. So we got this helmet.
Yes.
We're outside my parents' yard chipping golf balls. 60-degree wedge, just skying them, dude.
Whoa. Yeah.
Way up in the air. We had this buddy. He kind of do anything you really asked him. He just would do anything for a laugh.
Love buddies like that.
So I'm looking at this helmet. I don't know why it was out, but I'm like, hey, man. Hey, John, go put that helmet on and go out like 60 yards out there. I'm going to put one way up in the air and see if you can find yourself underneath that golf ball.
Perfect.
So he does. Yeah. He puts a helmet on and he goes out there. I'd launch one high, really high. Put it in the front of my stance, man.
Yeah.
He's eyeing it up. You know, he gets underneath it. Takes a little bit for it to come down. It hits the top of that helmet. Boom! Dude, that thing goes about as high as it was, you know, from hitting it. And he dropped like a sack of potatoes. Threw his helmet off, dude. And he was doing those, like, rubbing the inside of his ears. Just screaming at the top of his lungs. He said he couldn't hear for, like, 2 hours. Dude, imagine a golf ball hitting the dome of a football helmet. You ever have somebody like, just like a BB or somebody like flicking your helmet? You know how loud that was?
Yeah.
Now imagine a golf ball.
That's just building speed as gravity is launching it back down towards
the noise it made when it hit the top of that helmet was hilarious. He dropped. He was 320 pounds. A big dude.
Yeah.
Just dropped.
Boom. Like a sack of potatoes. Every time he sees a golf ball or a helmet, he's like,
just starts running.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's fantastic. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more dumb things you've gotten someone to do.
Big Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey. Brock 107 WIRX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
747. All right, what's the dumbest thing you've gotten someone to do? I got a buddy to pee on an electric fence, which was hilarious. Hunter blew out a friend's eardrums with a golf ball and a helmet. Awesome. We got some great answers on Facebook. Jackie got someone to take off all their clothes and run into a puddle during the flooding earlier this year.
Oh.
Good God. Does your friend have hepatitis C now? That's great.
Seriously.
Good God. I remember that time I got you hep C. Moron. Let's see. Nikki's gotten people to do the cinnamon challenge. I've never done that.
I've never done it, but I've been to places where they've done it.
Can we get Benny to do it?
I think it's impossible.
Yeah?
Spoonful of cinnamon? No, you couldn't.
I could do it.
Get out of here.
I could do it. KT got someone to snort a pixie stick.
My buddy used to do that in high school just for fun.
Oh, that burns.
Just for laughs, he would do it.
I like Paul. Paul got someone to try and catch a skunk.
Oh, man.
How dumb are your friends, man?
Yeah, not a good idea.
Tyler got a buddy to pierce his ear with a hot needle.
Yeah.
Friends and I laughed our asses off, and it got infected, too.
Yeah, hep C.
Good idea.
You know?
Just that boiling infection. Let's see. Scott got someone to go snipe hunting. Yes.
Snipe hunting.
Yeah. Have you ever been snipe hunting?
You pulled this one on me last year. I had no idea what it was until last year.
Oh, that's good stuff. It's good. Kids, I tell you what, here, next snow day you get, go snipe hunting. Mm-hmm. Snipes are little creatures that live out in the woods, and you go out at night with a flashlight.
I did just buy a new pellet gun.
Oh, we could go shoot some snipes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's a hard target, though. Yeah. It's a tiny little target. Let's see. Lisa got someone to eat a dog bone. Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
Gross. What are those things? They're not real bones, obviously. Yeah. What is it?
You're real dog bones. Are you talking about like a milk bone?
Yeah, they're not all real.
No, but you can buy like real bones for dogs. Yeah.
Eat it.
Eat it. Let's see. Lindsay got someone to eat cat food. Yeah. Elijah got someone to eat. What's the people getting people to eat stuff? Of course, we got Benny, I guess, to drink that Thanksgiving shake. That was pretty bad.
Benny to eat a lot of things.
Elijah got someone to eat a dragonfly off a sticky trap.
That's a big bug. That's definitely crunches in your mouth.
Sarah got someone to play Edward 40 Hands with fifths of 5 o'clock vodka.
Two of them?
Same night, talked another friend into wiping with a cactus. I am never hanging out with Sarah Barnes.
Come on.
Ever. God, fifths?
Of Edward 40 Hands, dude?
Yeah, Edward 40 Hands.
Are you trying to kill your friend?
Dead, bro. Dead.
Two fifths. That's a half gallon, man.
Oh, here's the thing, is I like cheap vodka just as much as the next guy, but good God.
Man, that's making me woozy just thinking about that.
All right, well, on that note.
Slamming a half gallon at 5 o'clock.
What's worse, the 5 o'clock vodka or the wiping with a cactus?
I don't know. At least the cactus is done and over with. If you drink a half gallon of 5 o'clock,
you're dead.
Your next 4 days are just done.
Yeah. You're gonna have to really reevaluate your life at that point.
You gotta wake up in the hospital with a tube in your mouth.
Going, how did I get here? Right. Oh, Sarah Barnes. That's how you got here.
Rockin' Hunter.
Hey, good morning. It's Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter.
Reefers.
Littering and. Speaking of reefers, we're going to be able to smoke weed here pretty soon.
Yeah, in your own house, in your own confines.
I'm smoking right downtown St. Joe. I'm getting a 5-foot-long bong, and I'm going to do some sweet bong rips.
All right, well, I'll be doing the show solo on Monday, folks. So they were doing like a newscast thing, and we were saying, even like on your front porch, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's still like public property, because people
can technically
walk up to your... Yeah, well, yeah, you can do
dirty,
it.
You dirty doper.
I know. You are.
No, you're the one. You're the one. You're high right now.
You know, we were talking about it yesterday, man. We were just, back in the day, it was just so bad.
Yeah.
It was such a bad thing. Yeah. It was. They weren't even like speaking of heroin or anything back in the day.
No, dare was not to do.
Pretty much marijuana. Like, if you smoked pot, it was like the worst thing you could do almost.
Yeah. Felt terrible.
Now it's legal. It just blows my mind.
That just goes with what our topic today. What's the dumbest thing someone's you've made someone do? You know what? Dumbest thing I did? Smoke marijuana when I was a young man.
Yeah.
I was such a dummy.
Because you felt so weird and funny.
Speaking of that, has someone ever made you do something dumb and after he's like, oh, why did I do that? I got one. I got a bad one.
Go ahead with yours. I think of mine.
I let my brother shoot me with a .22.
Oh, yeah. I should have brought that up.
Now, okay.
Don't justify it.
It was a .22 bird shot.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because we did the research, okay? We realized that it wasn't killing the pigeons in the haymow from a short distance. So what we did was we set up a pop can. We shot it with the pop, or we shot the pop can with the .22 bird shot. It didn't even pierce the skin of the can from like 75 yards. So we're like, all right, we're fine. So I put on a bunch of heavy layers. Okay. I had some coveralls. And my mom's already heard this story. I know she's listening. She's probably just shaking her head at her two dumb sons. And then I took a pan, like a big old a pan from the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That's safe.
Gloves. It's fine.
You're a moron. You know why you're a moron? It's because it's teaching you it's okay to shoot each other with a .22.
No, I learned later on that was not a smart thing to do. You know what would have been funny? If I was smart, I would have fell over as soon as I heard that. Just fell out. My brother was like, oh, my God, I killed my brother.
Get you, Beckett.
So that was the dumbest thing. And believe me, I realize whenever I tell people that story, like, what the? But you folks, you got to understand, we did the research, okay?
No, we did the research. No, we didn't even have Google back then.
We used critical thinking. Exactly. That's why we shot a pop can first.
Oh, man.
And the thickness of the pan, it was like a roasting pan from the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not going through that. We were safe.
We'll prove it.
I had my starter jacket on, over top some coveralls.
Oh, yeah.
I was fine.
Yeah, starter jackets, basically Kevlar, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You ever see one of those things rip? No. Because it's strong as steel.
All right, we're going to have to experiment with this again. Brock, I'm bringing the .22 tomorrow.
Wait, we got Benny. Can we shoot Benny?
Right.
Bird shot, again, from a safe distance.
You're talking about Nerf guns hurt Benny.
That's true.
I blew Benny's arm off with a Nerf gun one time.
How'd Benny die?
Clean off his
Nerf gun. Nerf gun right to the chest.
It was a Nerf dart.
It was drive-by Nerf shooting. Mama, ma. All right, we'll be back.
Rock 106.